Unidad 11. Escucha esta conversación en inglés.
How are you doing? I haven't talked with you lately. What's happening?
I'm doing okay. I've been so busy at work, I haven't had a chance to do anything.
I know the feeling. I've been swamped myself.
I heard your mother is sick, Lola. How's she doing now? Is she out of the hospital?
She's coming along slowly, but she's still in the hospital.
Well, I hope she gets well real soon. I've got to go now. I've got to ride home.
Yes, thanks for your good wishes. See you next week.
Yes, take care. Bye.
En los próximos minutos, aprenderá a comprender y a participar en esta conversación. Escuche y repita todo exactamente como lo oiga, prestando particular atención a cada palabra y a cada frase. Imagínese que está usted saliendo de la clase cuando se encuentra con un antiguo amigo el cual no ha visto ni ha hablado desde hace mucho tiempo. Este es el tipo de conversación que podría tener. Usted podría comenzar por preguntarle cómo está él y qué ha hecho recientemente. Escuche y repita.
How are you doing?
Repita.
How are you doing?
Repita otra vez.
How are you doing? I haven't talked to you lately. Lately.
Repita.
Lately. I haven't talked to you.
Repita.
I haven't talked to you lately. What's happening?
Repita.
What's happening? I haven't talked to you lately. What's happening?
Repita.
I haven't talked to you lately. What's happening?
Ahora, inicie una conversación de la misma manera con un amigo a quien no ha visto por algún tiempo.
How are you doing? I haven't talked to you lately. What's happening?
Él responde así.
I'm doing okay.
¿Qué es lo que él dice?
I'm doing okay.
Él sigue hablando y dice que ha estado tan ocupado en el trabajo que no ha tenido oportunidad de hacer nada más.
I've been so busy at work and haven't had a chance to do anything. I've been so busy at work.
Repita. Diga que usted ha estado ocupado en el trabajo.
I've been so busy at work and haven't had a chance to do anything. A chance to do anything.
Repita.
A chance to do anything. And haven't had a chance to do anything. And haven't had a chance to do anything.
Ahora diga usted que está bien, pero que, por haber estado ocupado en el trabajo, no ha tenido la oportunidad de hacer nada.
I'm doing okay. I've been so busy at work, I haven't had a chance to do anything.
I know the feeling.
Repita.
I know the feeling. I've been swamped with work myself.
Escuche de nuevo.
I know the feeling. I've been swamped with work myself.
Swamped significa abrumado o abrumada. Usted está diciendo que comprende cómo se siente él porque usted también ha estado abrumada de trabajo. Dígalo usted de nuevo.
I know the feeling. I've been swamped myself.
Él entonces le pregunta a usted por su mamá, quien según ha oído, está enferma. Escuche de nuevo.
I heard your mother is sick, Lola.
Repita.
I heard your mother is sick, Lola. I heard your mother is sick, Lola. How is she doing now?
Repita.
How is she doing now? Is she out of the hospital? Is she out of the hospital?
¿Cómo pregunta su amigo por su mamá?
I heard your mother is sick, Lola. How's she doing now? Is she out of the hospital?
Usted le dice que ella todavía está en el hospital, pero que se está mejorando lentamente. Escuche de nuevo.
She's coming along slowly. She's coming along slowly. But she's still in the hospital. But she's still in the hospital.
Dígale cómo está su mamá.
She's coming along slowly, but she's still in the hospital.
Well, I hope she gets well real soon.
Escuche y repita.
Real soon. Real soon. I hope she gets well. I hope she gets well. Well. I hope she gets well real soon. Well, I hope she gets well real soon. I've got to go now.
Escuche de nuevo.
I've got to go now.
Repita.
I've got to go now. I've got a ride home. I've got a ride home.
Explíquele a su amigo que usted tiene que irse ya porque ha hecho arreglos con alguien para que lo lleve a su casa en automóvil.
I've got to go now. I've got a ride home.
Yes, thanks for your good wishes. See you next week.
Ahora, usted le agradece que haya pensado en su mamá. Escuche y repita.
Yes, thanks for your good wishes. Yes, thanks for your good wishes. See you next week. See you next week.
Él conviene en verse con usted la semana siguiente y se va.
Yes, take care. Bye.
Escuche esta grabación cuantas veces sean necesarias hasta que haya usted comprendido totalmente y pueda mantener esta conversación. Cuando ya la domine, desempeñe usted el papel de Lola, quien se encuentra con un amigo al salir de clase. Repita lo que ella dice, comenzando con la expresión How you're doing. Prosiga.
How are you doing? I haven't talked with you lately. What's happening?
I'm doing okay. I've been so busy at work I haven't had a chance to do anything.
I know the feeling. I've been swamped myself.
I heard your mother is sick, Lola. How's she doing now? Is she out of the hospital?
She's coming along slowly, but she's still in the hospital.
Well, I hope she gets well real soon. I've got to go now. I've got to ride home.
Yes, thanks for your good wishes. See you next week.
Yes, take care. Bye.
How are you doing? I haven't talked with you lately. What's happening?
I'm doing okay. I've been so busy at work, I haven't had a chance to do anything.
I know the feeling. I've been swamped myself.
I heard your mother is sick, Lola. How's she doing now? Is she out of the hospital?
She's coming along slowly, but she's still in the hospital.
Well, I hope she gets well real soon. I've got to go now. I've got to ride home.
Yes, thanks for your good wishes. See you next week.
Yes, take care. Bye.